as of July 2nd, there may be work stoppages at Canada Post, so delays in your postal service may occur. To avoid OFAH membership and its benefits from lapsing, please reach out to us at 705-748-6324 or ofah.org. One person can make a difference in the lives of many, not by changing them, but by changing themselves. From the act of giving selflessly comes good things, and sharing our outdoor experiences with others is no exception. It's been a long time since I've been waterfowl hunting. Lots to do, busy, busy, and as they say, life happens. If you're anything like me, there's nothing like a good story or recipe to get you motivated. Here at the OFAH, we stand up for your angling and hunting rights, and keeping you informed on proposed legislation that may compromise your rights is an important part of what we do.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
celebrity angler Yvonne Brown recently received the Rick Amesbury Award from the Canadian Fishing Hall of Fame, and she is with us here today to talk about her efforts in introducing women to the great outdoors. Frank Dunlop from County Outfitters helps us to get prepared for this upcoming waterfowl season and shares a recipe on how to cook our geese to perfection. Larry Miller, Member of Parliament for Bruce Gray Owen Sound, joins us to share some concerns he has as a fellow angler and hunter, plus the Ozuri Outdoor Quiz and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. a message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament-quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball-bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork-split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Fishing 101 for Women is a program that offers seminars, fishing opportunities, and instruction for women who are interested in learning the basics of recreational angling.
Yvonne, how are you doing today?
Very well, thanks, Randy. How are you?
Good, good. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about, to let the listeners know about, is Fishing 101. What is Fishing 101?
It's a program that I started about 4 years ago to try and get more women out on the water and to teach them the fundamentals of the sport, not just so they could get out fishing, but hopefully that they would have the confidence and the skills to bring their kids out. And it's kind of evolved over the last little while. A lot of the women that have been taking the program are feeling more confident and they want more challenging opportunities. So it's transitioning this year. The organization itself is now called Ontario Women Anglers, and Fishing 101 for Women is still a part of it, but it's one of several different activities that we provide. And some of the other events we have are a little, they're beyond 101. So we have a half-day bass tournament.
Okay, nice.
We've just introduced carp fishing and fly fishing. We do ice fishing now. We try to get out two or three times a year for that. And we have a kind of a ladies' day out that's going to be coming up during National Fishing Week. It's going to be at the Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center in Peterborough. And so that's going to be done in partnership with the Federation. And we have, I think actually there's three events we have during National Fishing Week. So, you know, during that time, there's no cost for the events. And, of course, you don't have to have a license to participate either.
Oh, that's right, because it's National Fishing Week.
Mm-hmm. For the regular events, there is. Like, we ask that people join the organization to support the activities and, of course, just the running of it. So there is a $25 membership fee. And then for some of the events, there is a small charge, usually because we are having to purchase materials or we try to reimburse volunteers for any costs that they have and for their travel. And of course, as a token of appreciation, we try to get them a small gift card or something like that. So most of the events are around maybe $10 to $20 at most.
So really, for any women out there who want to get involved in fishing, for a $25 membership, it opens up a wide array of introductory, right up to like some advanced stuff with fly fishing. And, you know, carp fishing's pretty advanced, too. I mean, when I was a kid, it was just a can of corn and a hook and a sinker.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to that now, at least from what I've noticed anyway.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about it. So we're fortunate. We've got a couple of the ladies on the instructor's team that do carp fishing and they do fly fishing, because those are two things in the sport that I know nothing about. And I wasn't able to attend the fly fishing event just this past weekend, but I did stop in and see carp for a couple of hours, and there's just so much to learn. And every time we introduce something, there's just more and more to add to the sport and to add to your repertoire. It's growing, and next year we're thinking of doing it this year. We're going to do a walleye 101 event.
Oh, can I go even though I'm not a woman?
I might be a student after that tournament. But, I decided against it because we were planning to do a one-day event, and it's a very tough bite to learn. And if you're new to angling altogether, you know, throwing walleye on top of that it might be a little bit frustrating for people. So I think what we're going to try to do is a weekend event on Rice Lake next year, and that way they have more time on the water, and, you know, we'll take them out in a pontoon. So it'll be somewhat social. We're not, you know, just fishing with two people in a tin boat or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, and they can be difficult, especially day to day. They, in the springtime, their patterns constantly changing. They're post-spawn, they're moving, and a little tricky, but sounds like you're up for the challenge on that one. Now, you've been doing this for a little while now, and you've got pretty darn good at it. And I noticed, I was at a trade show this past winter, and I noticed that you have won an award called the Rick Amesbury Award of Excellence. What can you tell us about how this came to be, what the award is? Tell our listeners about this. This is a big accomplishment.
Yeah, it was a shock. I just happened to go on my laptop. It was late at night. I was looking for some information, and my email automatically loaded up, and I got this this note saying that I had won this award. And I had seen banners up at this trade show before of previous recipients, as well as inductees to the Canadian Angler Hall of Fame, and that's who makes the nomination. It's inductees that are already in there that you know, vote on who gets the Rick Amesbury Award. So I'm the first woman to have received this. I haven't been involved with the fishing industry for very long in comparison to previous award winners, so kind of a shock for me. And Rick Amesbury was someone who started National Fishing Week, and it is something that I try to promote as much as I possibly can. I'm in very good company. Previous winners of this award are Big Jim McLaughlin, Dave Mercer, Dr. Bruce Tufts, the Azumis. So it's quite a, it still feels a bit surreal. But I think the one thing I'm most proud of is the recognition that this brings to female anglers in the community, and just to show that, you know, what we're doing with this program and trying to get more women out in the water and outdoors is validated.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've made inroads there where they've never been made before, so justifiably so. You're a perfect candidate for that award, and I congratulate you, and I'm sure all of our listeners do too.
Thanks very much.
More Fishing 101 when we return after these important words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally hunt wild turkey with a 22 caliber rifle in Ontario? We'll have the answer when we return after these important messages.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolph Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They proved themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally hunt wild turkey with a .22 caliber rifle in Ontario? Hunting with any rifle for wild turkey in Ontario is illegal.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Yvonne Brown from Fishing 101 for Women.
So what's coming up? What can we look forward to in the near future in terms of events and things that our listeners can get involved in?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are having an instructor's training weekend and retreat at the end of June. We're going away. We're going to be doing some fishing, but we're also going to be talking about, you know, what's been working so far, what we would like to change, what we would like to introduce, you know, planning for next year. After that, like I said, we do have events during National Fishing Week, and you can find some of them are run by us and some of them are in partnership with other groups. And that seems to be the way to go, too, because it definitely helps promote the program and its activities and a sharing of resources as well. Because as a nonprofit, it can be difficult to do everything that you want to do with what resources you have.
Absolutely.
We're still trying to get boaters for the tournament we're having. Last year we had it on Cameron Lake, and that's in partnership with my club, the Port Perry Bassmasters. So we need a few more boats there. It's going to be on West Lake.
Yeah, West Lake, quite familiar with that. So now you need boaters. Do they need to be women, or can they be males?
Nope, they can be males. There will be two women per boat. We're not fishing for money like in most other tournaments. We do have a lot of great prizes. We have lots of sponsors that support not just the organization, but a lot of our activities as well.
Most of us guys will just fish for food, Yvonne.
Well, you will be fed. You will be fed. And we are giving the boaters money for gas for the day. And it's a lot of fun. The ladies had such a good time last year when they came off the water, and we had it on the long weekend in September last year. When they came off the water, they wanted to sign up for the following year.
I see.
So this time, we're on a long weekend, which is sometimes difficult to get people to participate, but it's July 30th.
July 30th, and it's just the one day?
It's just and we're usually on the water about, 7 to 12 or 8 to 12. 4 to 5 hours is probably enough for newer anglers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is it any species or just?
It'll be bass.
It'll be bass fishing. So so anybody out there who wants to go to West Lake on July 30th and get some people in your boat and go fishing for a half a day and get food too, which is even better, for sure you want to get in touch with Yvonne. And how can our listeners get in touch with you? What's the best way?
The best way, I'm on Facebook. We have a Facebook page for the organization. They got my personal pages on there, obviously, and we have a website as well. So my phone number and my email address is on there. So there's an easy way. You can get me either way there.
So just Fishing 101 Facebook, and you're there.
Yep.
And I was talking to the editor of Ontario Outdoors magazine recently, Leslie Goodwin, and she told me you went turkey hunting with her.
Yes. So, I think it was more turkey watching.
Turkey watching. Well, that is what, for most of us, that was what it was. So, obviously, some hunting now. Is there a possibility of some hunting 101 for women in the future?
I think there are already some organizations out there providing that. But I would definitely be a student, not an instructor, because it's new to me. I only got my hunter's ed course and the turkey license done this year, and participated in your program, which was really good.
Yeah, thank you.
It was challenging. I'm glad I did well on the exam. I'm looking forward to it. Like, it's completely new. I honestly not sure where I'm going to get the time to do all this.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You're the one busy.
Yeah, but I thought I'd start off with turkey. I did go out twice before I went out with Leslie, and it was funny. She has access to property not far from her home, and you know, she's just giving me some tips and hints and some of the experiences that she's had already. And as we're coming up a crest of a hill, she says, we have to be careful once we get to this crest because they could be down in the field. And, you know, if they see you, your day's done. You're busted. And I'm going, oh, okay, so what do you do? And just as we get to the top of the hill, she goes, there's six birds sitting in the field.
Oh.
So, of course, we crouch down, we back up, and, you know, we're going through the weeds, and it was soggy.
Leslie is quite the hunter, isn't she?
She is. She's so into it, and she enjoys it so much. She set up decoys, tried to call them in. There were, I think it was two jakes and four hens, so the jakes kind of took interest in the decoys, but they already had girlfriends, I guess, so we couldn't get them away from the hens.
Yeah.
And we tried a couple different spots. They ended up moving throughout the day and walked right in front of the tree where we were supposed to set up. And then we saw a big tom come out afterwards at the end of the day. But it was fascinating just to watch them and, you know, trying our best, really, to get them to come closer. But they were way too far away for us to take a shot.
And really not much different than fishing, eh? It's always a learning experience.
Oh,
It's like the layers of an onion. The more you peel, the more there are, and that's what keeps us all interested.
Yeah, and so I've done two afternoon hunts, and I did one morning one, and I think we're just a few minutes late in getting set up for the morning one, but we saw a turkey come off the roost and fly right above us, of course. But just to listen to the earth come alive, like the birds, the thousands and thousands of songbirds, it was deafening. They were so loud. But it was phenomenal to hear and just sit and be quiet and to watch it all happen.
That is really something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really great to hear that you're still moving forward and doing well with Fishing 101. Mm-hmm. And it's great to hear that you're taking some, and I can tell by the way you're talking that you're really interested in the hunting aspect of it too. And that kind of passion is transcending through other women, and that this is what we need to get people involved. So thank you very much for your efforts.
Oh, well, I appreciate all the help and all the promotion that we can get. And it's great to meet people in the community like yourself that are encouraging and supportive, and it just helps us keep on moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you listeners, Fishing 101 on Facebook will give you all you need to know. You want to go do some bass fishing? I mean, a very small membership fee. And for all you women out there who want to get started but don't know where to start, Facebook Fishing 101, Yvonne Brown is the place to start. Yvonne, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have some quackers in your soup when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge. Pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes.
Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They proved themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
On Angler and Hunter Radio, we often talk about how, without preparation and planning, there is sure to be failure, and waterfowl hunting is certainly no exception. Frank from County Outfitters, how are you doing, Frank?
Oh, very good, Randy. Thanks for having me.
How was the duck hunting last year?
Oh, the duck hunting was phenomenal. Had a lot of great hunts behind us, for sure.
Yeah, and they make a lot of memories, and they make a lot of good customers for following years, don't they?
Definitely. All repeat customers. It's been great.
That's awesome. So one thing I wanted to talk about today is getting ready for the waterfowl hunt and preparation. What can you tell our listeners? What are some of the important things they should think about?
Scouting is 90% of the job. We watch these birds as they start to all summer and as they start to stack up. And it's a lot of legwork beforehand. But the more you put into it beforehand, the more successful you'll be. In the season when it arrives,
right?
So yeah, a lot of pre-scouting, and mental notes, and even jotting things down, wind direction, wind speed, that type of thing.
Yeah, maybe setting up more than one blind.
Well, we have numerous blinds.
Right.
You never know what Mother Nature's going to deal you. So, old weatherman, he can say one thing, and Mother Nature will do a totally different thing. So it is always nice to have two or three options. If you got a southwest wind and you planned on hunting on a spot where that wind is just not going to work for you, then it's nice to have another choice to go to, right?
And then I know when we were young, we built a blind, and we got there in the morning, and of course the sun came up and the sun was right in our eyes. So we made that an evening spot, and then we went and did a morning spot on the other side of the lake. But I mean, little things like that, sometimes you don't consider it, because when you're pre-scouting or going out on the lake before the season, you're maybe not leaving quite as early as you would be before a hunt.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's always good, midsummer, I like to get out there, and once, you know, we've got our spot picked, and, you know, make sure you get your name on that spot so that people know for, you know, opening day, for say, that, you know, that's your spot, and you know, people respect that for opening day. And
you know what? And a lot of our new hunters, I'll bet you don't know that, but Frank brings up a really good point. You go out there and you build a blind. For opening day, post it, just put your names on it. And a little sign or something, and it's kind of, it's an unwritten law, isn't it, Frank?
That's right. Yeah, it's you know, it's respect between the hunters. It's, you know, it's like a good old fashioned handshake. You know, when a deal goes down. So, you know, it's yeah, respect for, that's your spot for opening day, and people respect that.
Yeah, so that's a good idea. Make sure you do that. Look at maybe doing more than one blind. You don't always, and this is one tip that I'll give. One thing I find is I don't always have to get in the boat or run over to my spot. Sometimes I can just take the road around the bay and just have a look and see what's going on. Not that I'm driving while I'm looking, but just pull over on the side of the road and have a look at the bay on my way to work or on my way back. Little things like that can really help, because sometimes you'll look and, like Frank was saying, geez, you know, we got a strong wind from the north today, and those birds are all socked in down in that one corner there where nobody ever goes. That kind of thing, you know.
That's definitely it. You know, yeah, you don't have to be out there running around on the lake, you know, every day with a boat. But just driving around, glassing, you know, talking to the people that live on the lake. That type of thing, right?
Yeah, because they'll see a lot more than you ever will just living there and seeing what's going on. Now, what about equipment preparation? I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to be bringing out in the water with us on opening day. Any advice on equipment preparation and what kind of attention we should be spending on this type of thing?
Equipment is crucial, and you know, it seems more and more we tend to bring more and more, but. Yeah, a good once over of your decoys, you know, before the season starts, and
get all that line all untangled.
That's right. Usually by the end of the season previous, you know, they end up in the garage and you know, kind of tossed in a corner, and everything's in knots, and so yeah, it's good to dig that all out and you know, get them out in the backyard and you know. Restring them if need be and untangle them.
Yeah, that way when you get out there and you go, well, where are the weights? Oh, yeah, I left them somewhere else or that sort of thing. You know?
They're still in that one bag in the corner of the garage. That's right.
Yeah, make yourself a good checklist. Make sure, you know, you need to bring a knife with you. Don't forget your waders. You might need them if you're going to shoot a duck, that kind of thing. But there again, you know, check your waders again, too. If you get some time, maybe you're going to go do some fishing, throw those waders on. Make sure they're not leaking because it can get pretty cold. Be a cold day for you otherwise.
Definitely. And when you're wet and cold, it doesn't make for a very enjoyable hunt. So definitely throw those waders on and take a walk along the beach and make sure they're not leaking on you over the course of the winter, dried out and cracked.
Yeah, exactly. More from Frank Dunlop and County Outfitters when we return after these messages.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna. A Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament-quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball-bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork-split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Frank Dunlop from County Outfitters.
And we all know, and you know, at least at my age now, I realize that all that preparation and everything that I did to get ready for hunting in the past is getting more and more difficult to do because I'm so busy. But because, you know what, life is busy, but you have an outfitting service, and for people like me who don't have time to go out and scout and untie the decoys and get the new spark plugs for the motor, all that kind of stuff,
right,
you provide a service.
Yes, we do. Yes, we certainly do. And if we're at it basically year round. The scouting never really ends. Day one after turkey season, you know, we're out there on the water and you know, working on our blinds and always improving our gear.
And you have field hunting too that you provide?
Yes, definitely.
So field and water, right?
Field and water, yeah. Great goose hunting.
Yeah, and lots of geese. Do you welcome your guests to bring their retrievers with them?
That's a tough one. They can, but if they're not well behaved, then they're going to stay in the truck.
if they're going to run away or swim away, yeah. And you know what? Maybe in a way, this is the nice thing because you don't even need to train a dog. You just get your camouflage and your gun, and away you go.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, for sure. You know, I tell all my clients basically, you know, gun, shells, license, and we look after the rest for you. You know,
perfect.
We get all the legwork done, and we make it as enjoyable of a hunt as we can for you.
Now, I know you booked up so fast. For any of our listeners that wanted to, you know, want to go out with their buddy or go out for a day with you and book you, when should they start calling? Like, is it now or?
Yeah, for sure. Don't leave it too late because we do book up very, very fast. So right after the show, give me a call.
One other thing I asked you to bring to the show with you today was some good recipes for ducks.
Okay, well, so for a goose recipe, I've got my wife's awesome goose gumbo.
Okay,
and basically, it's a crock pot recipe, and it's a no brainer. It's so easy. All you need is four goose breasts cubed.
Okay,
and two cans of diced herb tomatoes. So put your meat in first, and then your two cans of the diced herb tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then season it up a little bit with basically what you like, you know, some salt and pepper. Tanya puts garlic powder and a couple of shots of Worcester sauce. And that is basically it. You put that on low, cook it for 8 hours. But in the last 2 hours, at about 6 hours, throw in some diced celery and onion in there and let that cook down on top of it.
I can almost smell that.
And when it's when it's done, you serve it over a bed of rice, and oh my goodness, it's so tender.
Really? And you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up, because for any of you listeners who've ate Canada geese before, they can be tough. They really can be, and you're always looking for a way to, you know, and I think it's just because they just, I mean, they're not like a domestic bird. They don't have a lot of fat on them, so, you know, until you get later in the season. So this goose gumbo sounds good. You got anything else there for us?
Oh, well, we have Chef Dan's diver duck recipe.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anyone that, well, it's good for any...
like buffalo heads and golden eyes and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, bluebills.
Bluebills,
you know, there's that misconception out there that diver ducks are all, you know, fish ducks and not worth eating. Well, you try this recipe on some divers, and I mean, it's beautiful too with mallards or wood ducks, but what you need is, and again, it's the crock pot recipe. So,
okay.
Yeah, so take three whole ducks and lay them in your crock pot, and then... halfway up the bird, use either beef broth, or my favorite is Five Alive, and put that halfway up the birds.
Okay.
And then two small onions, quartered, a half a package of onion soup mix, only a half a package.
Okay.
And then again, season them up to your own taste. You know, Dan likes to use onion powder and some garlic powder and some more Worcester sauce again. And, you know, just a couple of dashes. And a little bit of Montreal steak spice.
Ooh, that stuff's good.
Yes,
really
yes.
Good.
I think that's the secret ingredient. But,
yeah.
and cook that on low for at least 6 hours or until it's pork tender. And
nice.
That's it. Turns out beautiful.
Perfect. So I'm writing these down, but if you could email them to me, then what I'll do is I'll try and get this posted so that we can get our give our listeners some recipes for all these ducks and geese that they're going to shoot
for
with
sure.
You
know, it's you know, and I've seen it happen before. You know, people have gone out and you know, I'm going to try duck hunting, and you know, they take their game home, and then they're not really sure just how to prepare it and how to cook it, and then they're disappointed with it afterwards when they go to eat it. And so,
yeah,
you know,
and
there's a couple of good recipes for them there.
That's perfect, and you're absolutely right, because I can tell you that 9 out of 10 people that I talk to about Canada geese, including myself, I mean, I've had goose kebabs that are pretty good, and I've had goose jerky and goose pepperettes that are good, but to actually put them in an oven and roast them, you really need to be mindful of the fact that they will get dry and they'll get very, very chewy on you.
That's
so,
right.
So this type of recipe with the crock pot's just what the doctor ordered.
It's just like roast beef, just falls off the fork. So.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for all the tips and advice today. For you listeners interested in going for a waterfowl hunt, countyoutfitters.ca, or give Frank a call at 613-920-6180, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you about your adventures very soon again.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be back with more Angler and Hunter Radio after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer.
a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Did you know that the seeds of invasive plants can easily be transported to new areas in mud on the tires of all-terrain vehicles? Help to stop the spread of invasive plants by staying on designated trails and cleaning mud and debris from the tires of your ATV between trips. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament-quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball-bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork-split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Larry Miller has been serving as a Member of Parliament for Bruce Gray, Owen Sound, for five consecutive terms. He joins us today to share some concerns he has as a fellow angler and hunter.
So, as you know, I'm a Canadian firearm and Canadian restricted firearm instructor, and try and stay on top of things in terms of new laws, new bills, these sort of things. So today I've invited a Member of Parliament from Bruce Gray, Owen Sound, Larry Miller. Mr. Miller, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure, Randy, and as a hunter and an angler, I enjoy your show. It's good to be talking to you.
So recently brought to my attention the 223. This is a bill that addresses the transport and storage of firearms. So for all of our listeners who are hunters or shooters who go to the shooting range, this is something that they should know about. And can you give them a little bit of detail on this bill?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, the bill is S-223 because it was raised by Senator Liberal Senator Céline Hervé-Payette. And now Ms. Payette, just it's important for the process here, has since retired since she tabled this bill on April 12th of this year. But of course there's a timeline in there, Randy, 15 days, and ironically at the 12-day mark of that just last week, we don't know the name of the senator yet, but somebody inquired and basically had it extended. So it's still on the books, and we're hoping that the time lapses and nobody picks it up. But should this bill, come into law or what have you out there, like basically she's totally, Senator Payette, totally against firearms. And it just is basically anybody who's got a firearm that they can get travel permits for to take to a shooting range to use, what have you, which I'm sure you have one, and certainly lots of Canadians do. Basically, this would mean that these firearms could only be stored at designated facilities such as shooting ranges. So if you lived in within the boundaries of the city of Toronto, that's who she's targeting more than anything. You wouldn't be able to keep your legally owned and purchased firearm at your own residence. You would have to store it wherever this designated spot was.
Right. So, and I guess in the whole idea here is that I guess once the member retires, the bill will, after a certain amount of time, but just for the listeners' information, what Mr. Miller's alluding to here or telling us is that somebody from the Senate has actually come forward and said that, there's a possibility that this could be reintroduced, I guess is what we're saying.
Yes, another senator could pick this bill up should they decide to. We're certainly hoping not. Myself and Bob Sopuck and a number of other MPs who sit on the Hunting and Angling Caucus here in Ottawa, I mean, we're watching this very closely. And like you said, I hope it just dies a natural death. But knowing the way that the Liberals have been on this in the past, I mean, this is just a typical backdoor way to try and bring another form of the registry in. And it bothers me as a firearms owner.
Right. And it does myself, too. I think that it goes without saying that our firearm owners in Ontario realize, and especially Ontario, Mr. Miller, that we have the safest of in Canada too, the safest in North America with our firearms. We have almost 500,000 active hunters in Ontario, and such a great record through our training and all the efforts that all of our instructors go through. So it really baffles me what the spirit of this bill is actually all about.
Well, you know, that old saying, Randy, that haters are going to hate, and there's people like Senator Payette and others who absolutely hate firearms, and they can't see by the, the law-abiding uses that guys like you and me do. And, you know, you talked about the safety there, record here in Ontario, and it's thanks to instructors like yourself, and Frank Hutter is who I took my course with. We both belong to the Bruce Peninsula Sportsman Association. You know, it's guys like you that promote safety and teach safety, and that's a good thing. So thanks for that.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I'm very proud as a Canadian that the gun legislation that has been brought out in the past, and especially in the mid-1980s, has really separated our country from the United States in terms of firearm-related deaths. And our government's done a brilliant job of managing that and of maintaining good, solid training and responsible firearm ownership. As you know, Mr. Miller, in this country, you can't have a firearm unless they do a complete background check on you and you've taken these courses. So they've done a great job up till now, and every once in a while these things, I guess, are going to squeak through.
Well, that's it, and people are going to try to get them through.
On June 21st, just before Bill S-223 would have expired, another Quebec senator, Joan Fraser, asked for an adjournment during debate on the bill, which effectively means that the bill will be carried over until the fall session, which starts on September 27th.
Now, moving forward to Bill C-230, something that's near and dear to your heart, Mr. Miller.
Well, it is, and call me Larry Randy.
Okay.
I'd prefer that. But yes, this Bill C-230, this is my fifth term of Parliament, and you never know how long you're going to be here, but you also never know just when or even if you'll ever get another private member's bill. I was fortunate enough to be drafted in the draft this time at 21, and so it's got up. But my first two terms of Parliament, I was in the 200s and never ever got a chance to bring anything forward. So I wanted to do something that was near and dear to my heart, and that's hunting, fishing, shooting.
And with C-230, what proposed changes are in that bill?
Okay, well, the main thing is, and I touched on it, the term variant is in the Firearms Act and in Part 3 of the Criminal Code as it relates to firearms classifications in Canada. And the term variant is used in there 99 times in the regulations that prescribe certain firearms and other weapons, components and parts of weapons, accessories, cartridge magazines, ammunition, projectiles, but yet there's no clear definition, and it also included prohibited, restricted, or non-restricted. So basically, every time anybody that's a shooter has known that from time to time, all of a sudden, the RCMP reclassify a legally purchased firearm. And so basically, overnight, with the stroke of a pen, it becomes a prohibited weapon. You can't own it. You're not compensated, what have you. And really, the reason that happens is because different RCMP officers, and I'm not trying to criticize them on this, but basically when there is no term that defines or definition what it is, it can be left open to interpretation, and that's exactly what has happened a number of times. And, one of the most famous cases a year or two ago was the Swiss firearms.
That's right, yes.
Rifle that came out, and I figured you would be quite familiar with that.
Yeah.
And that's all, I didn't own one of them, but I have a couple friends who own one of them, and, one guy had spent quite a bit of money on it not too long before that, and he goes, Larry, I did everything by the law. I got this thing, and all of a sudden they're telling me with this that, it's going to be, I can't own it, and I'm not going to be compensated. And that's not right. But, getting past that part of it, my goal with the C-230 is to fix that. Give it a definition that basically it's not left up to interpretation by anybody. It's there in black and white, and this kind of thing shouldn't happen again, and then we don't have to worry about the compensation part of it. Randy, I just wanted to point out, I meant to do it earlier, that the actual definition that we put in the bill would read like this. Variant in respect of a firearm means a firearm that has the unmodified frame or receiver of another firearm. And where some of the problem has got in here, and they used with the Swiss arms firearm, was that there were some characteristics of it that were similar, that's where they come out with the variant, but the gun as a whole looked different. And, there seems to be some people out there who want to judge a gun by the looks of it rather than what it actually does. So, that Swiss firearms rifle didn't do anything different than many other legally acquired and legally owned rifles out there. It doesn't do anything any different, so why should it be classified any different? The parliamentary secretary to the public safety minister has already come and told me that they're not going to support my bill. But, he said that he did tell me that the government, further to recognizing that there was a problem with the term variant, that they were dedicated to fix it. So I guess, Randy, if my bill doesn't pass, I'll be disappointed. But on the other hand, if they do go ahead and fix this variant issue, which is long overdue, then I will have been successful in my mind, and will have done what I set out to do, is to fix a problem that's irritated a lot of firearms owners. So we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking some time with us today, Larry.
It's my pleasure. Have a good day.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
As of July 2nd, there may be work stoppages at Canada Post, so delays in your postal service may occur. To avoid OFAH membership and its benefits from lapsing, please reach out to us at 705-748-6324 or ofah.org. Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web or at wrvo.com.